Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's Dave Gibson, and somebody asked me who my guest is today, and I said, God. God is our guest, and he's already called in. He's on the line. So today we're going to be doing our own meditation with all of you about holding frequency, about holding focus, and holding perfect presence in the midst of chaos. I think this is, if we are on the way to having a lot of, earthquakes and environmental disasters and God forbid, terrorist attacks or just economic collapse, all the things that could happen besides just emotional upheaval, of our basic dark side coming up, because a lot of people are saying that right now anything you have that is your dark side that's hidden in you that you need to deal with is being brought to the surface, and you're having to deal with it right now. I know that's true in my life. And, either it knocks you out because you are not dealing with it, which is what's happening to some people, or you deal with it, you transmute it, and you go into this higher frequency that we can use to hold to be able to handle any other chaos around us. So that's what the show is going to be about. But before we get going, I wanted to take a second and give a little plug for the conference that's coming up and tell you about some of the people that are going to be there. And I'll try not to make it a plug as much as information about people that are actually coming to the conference, so you know kind of what's going on in the field of sound healing. What I've done for this conference is I've tried to invite people that are about raising consciousness. We do have a full spectrum of people, but I've tended to only invite the people that are not so much an ego, that are, more about really raising consciousness on the planet and helping all of us, join together in the frequency of love and joy and light. So I'm really excited about this conference because there's so many people that are that's what they're about. Last year's conference was so high, and this conference is just so much more focused than the last year's conference. So I'm feeling really good about it. First of all, we have Don Campbell. Don Campbell, of course, has got 20 books out. He did the book on the Mozart effect. And the interesting thing about Don is over the last few years, his energy has really become really sweet. He's really doing some really wonderful, just interactive, experiential work to help bring people into spirit. His workshops have really taken a turn for just spirit completely. It's really amazing. And then Master Zhigong Sha. Master Sha is probably one of the most powerful healers on the planet. He's kind of like John of God. He does healing workshops on conference calls two or three times a week. And if you do a search for him, Master Sha or Dr. Sha, I think it's drshaw.com, you'll find out when his conference calls are. Very powerful healer. And he's doing a keynote. Then Dr. Jeffrey Thompson is doing the opening keynote. Jeffrey Thompson, of course, is one of the main people in the field doing research in the field. He's done a lot of work with binaural beats and bringing people into higher consciousness with binaural beats and figuring out different ways to find your root frequency and such. Don Estes is a keynote. Also, Don is speaking about really about how to resonate what's right instead of fix what's wrong. And Don has some really interesting technology that he does. He does voice analysis and also creates water that has basically sound imprinted in the water. I'm also doing a keynote, and I'll be talking about resonant frequencies and showing some slides. Lisa Rafael, who's an instructor here at the school, is going to be talking about sound and intuition. And she's a very powerful voice healer and is very, very good at tuning into people's energy. And she teaches how to tune into people's energy. Dr. Gary Schwartz is the head of the psychology department at the University of Arizona. I think it's the psychology department. And they have like a $15 million lab that they've put together there. And they're doing studies on energy healing and a wide range of research projects on energy healing. So he'll be talking about some of the research that's going on. He's also written some really interesting books as well, one about God, you know. Then there's Pierre Soulier. Pierre is one of the top people using the work of Alfred Tomatis to help mostly children with learning disabilities and such. And then there's Christina Turin. And Christina is the head of the Harp Therapy Association. She has a whole institute down around Los Angeles that teaches how to use the harp for, especially for transitions, for people in transition. Then we got the acutonics people. They'll be teaching a bit about tuning forks and how to use them on acupuncture points. Richard Feather Anderson, who is an instructor at the school here, will be doing a full hour and a half seminar on the sacred geometry and how basically the relationship between sound and sacred geometry. Amazing instructor. It really has a good perspective. Von Cook is the head of Zyto, which is a frequency unit that actually sends electronic signals through the body, pings different organs, and then picks it up with galvanic skin response and gives you a full readout as to what's going on in your system. They also have a voice analysis system themselves, and it's a system that we're actually using in our virtual reality system that we're working on. So you can put sounds and visuals inside the body. The Zyto system will choose which sounds and visuals you need inside the body and where to put them. Mandara Cromwell is is the head of the Cyma Therapy Association. And they have the Cyma 1000. I think it's the 1000 that you can actually put on any part of the body. It's a little handheld unit, and it sends frequencies to wherever you put it on your body. And the frequencies are based on the work of Peter Guy Manners, who has done years of work on what frequencies are really helpful. Then there's crystal tones. We have Beverly Ann Wilson, who's going to be speaking about the use of crystal bowls. Stuart Grace Green will be speaking about the biophysical model of consciousness and basically how to do healing with some of the new modalities and technologies that are out there. Susan Hale is been traveling around the world doing soundings and singing in sacred spaces around the world, and she wrote a beautiful book on sacred spaces and just the sweetest energy. Stephen Halpern will be talking about his 40 years of work and 70 CDs and all the different work. Stephen Halpern is by far the highest selling. Sold more CDs than anybody else in the world and has like a really incredible perspective. Zakiah Blackburn's got a school in Maine, I think, or no, it's I think it's Vermont actually. And he actually is one of the main people using sound for raising consciousness. Really very powerful and very articulate as far as how to raise consciousness with sound. Juliet Carter will be doing a workshop on the template, which is a whole process for bringing you into higher consciousness, into the whole template of higher consciousness. John Consumolder is not only doing a concert, he is also talking about raising consciousness, and he is one of the well-known presenters of Europe. Joel Andrews plays harp and brings angels when he plays. He'll be playing in the concert on Saturday night. Astarius is one of the most amazing didgeridoo players, and brings a whole spirit to his didge playing, and very dynamic and very, very heart-centered. Michelle Averard and Nestor Kornblum. Nestor and Michelle, they're one of the top voice overtone singers and teachers in the world. They have a school in Spain, and they're coming over to do a workshop. They're also doing a pre-conference workshop. And then we have Elizabeth Bauer, who is talking about photons and phonons, actually, which are light and sound, I don't know how to describe it, molecules inside the body. She also talks about how sound is what transmits energy through the body as opposed to what most people have thought as electromagnetism. Arthur Harvey is... done work with music in the brain and also a lot of the Tomatis work. David Hickey plays crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, and will be doing a concert. Alan Howarth is doing work with frequencies from the pyramids, which he retunes music to those frequencies. Daniel Kobiaka is with the used to be with the San Francisco Symphony, just now retiring. Amazing violin player, and just done a ton of music that is extremely powerfully relaxing. Howard Martin from HeartMath. HeartMath is studying the frequencies of the heart when you're transmitting love. Harry Massey makes the program Nutri-Energetic Systems, and he'll be talking about his program that puts quantum resonance frequencies out into the room you're in and resonates different healing modalities within you. Sylvia Nakash is one of the most amazing singers, and she does different singing from Mideastern traditions, and just really incredible teacher of singing, amazing singer to listen to. Steve Sklar is just a phenomenal voice overtone singer. Sylvina is the most heart-centered healer and really kind of a counselor, and she helps you really release stuck emotions. Very powerful. And then that's pretty much it. Beverly Ann Wilson, yeah, I mentioned her. We have workshops before the conference on overtone singing, acutonics after the conference, and then the workshop with our instructors from Globe Institute for 4 days after the conference, beginning May 7th through the 10th. And, of course, we have the concerts. Oh, the biggest thing. We now have Scott Huckabee, who's going to be playing on the concert on Friday night. Scott Huckabee is probably the most heart-centered, sweetest energy musician I've seen. You should check him out on YouTube if you want to, if you like. He plays acoustic guitar. He plays acoustic guitar with a bow and makes it sound like dolphins and whales. And then he kind of goes off and does a Hendrix thing on the acoustic guitar, which is just so cool. It's really, really fun and just a beautiful energy. And then the Saturday night concert, oh my God. We have some of the most amazing singers, Lisa Raphael, Sylvina, Evelie Delfino Salles, Posh, Claire Victor, Joel Andrews, Susan Hale, Maestro Curtis is going to be playing keyboards. Amazingly sweet concert on Saturday night. And then Sunday night is David Hickey, Steve Sklar, Nestor Kornblum. So really amazing concert. Check it out. You can at soundhealingcenter.com. That's www.soundhealingcenter.com, or you can call us at 415-777-2486. That's 415-777-2-HUM, H-U-M. So that's the conference, May 2nd through the 5th at the Clarion Hotel down by the airport in San Francisco. I hope you join us. Yeah. So it's about holding frequency is this show. So the first step is to connect with this higher frequency of love and light. higher frequency of love and light, joy, gratitude, appreciation, this higher frequency of divine spiritual love, the higher frequency of pure spirit. It's like, if I were to make the sound, it's kind of like, it's even higher, huh? It's above that. There, I can hear it now. There's so much going on around us. There's so much, you know, so many people stuck in emotions, so much fear, so much distraughtness, so much going on about health. There's so much going on about our economy. And everything that's going on, a lot of people are saying, of course, that it's all going to get much worse. So the trick is to really, it's so important to be able to not get caught in all of the chaos and the emotional aspects of it. It's so important because when we hold the frequency of light, then what happens is that frequency resonates out into the universe, and it makes it easier for anybody else to find it that's not in it. So the more people that are resonating, it's like probably the simplest example is, say you've got a whole building of 1,000 people. We'll say 10,000. 10,000 people. We'll say 100,000. Well, let's say 100,000. It's hard to get that many more people in a building. Got 100,000 people making a frequency of super high frequency of love and light, very consistently resonating that frequency. Anybody that walks by will be entrained into that frequency. This is a scientific fact. It's the basic law of resonance. Anything that is close to a consistent, powerful resonating frequency will tend to start resonating at the same frequency. It's been proven with pendulums, or just the pendulum on a clock. If you have two pendulums on two clocks hanging on the wall, within a certain amount of time, the two pendulums will start swinging perfectly in sync, always. And if you have a resonant frequency around you, I've mentioned before that they did a study in the United States, and they asked everybody, what is the most natural frequency? And they swept all the different, went through all the different frequencies, and like 80% of the people said, the most natural frequency is 60 hertz, or 60 cycles per second. Well, that's the frequency of electricity in the walls. And they did the same study in Europe. And in Europe, 80% of the people said, oh, 50 hertz is the most natural frequency. That's the frequency of electricity in the walls in Europe. So just being around electricity, we get entrained into the frequency of it. So we can't help it. So, you know, wherever you are right now, listen, and listen for whatever frequency is going on in the room you're in. There's maybe a refrigerator fan, or a fan of the air, of the heater, or just, any noise in your room. Could be traffic outside. I can hear a frequency outside of traffic going by. Like, oh. There's a fan that's on a projector in my school right above my head often, and that's in the key of G. Whatever frequency. Now, if you're lucky, there's no frequencies going on. Then the only frequency that's going on is the frequency of the thought in your head. Sometimes those frequencies are slowed down, changing slowly from one thought to another. Other times those frequencies are like, wah, they're scattered, they're jumping around from one thought to another, because every thought has its own frequency. And that frequency of each thought resonates through your entire system affecting you. So, the trick is to use our power, to use our will, and to remember, simply remember as much as we can without hurting ourselves if we forget. Without hurting ourselves if we forget. Remember that frequency of love and light. Now, what's interesting is this frequency is not just a high frequency humming up there by itself. This frequency is tied in to the frequency of the earth. So it grounds through the earth. It's not just a disconnected frequency. Any frequency that's really potent is tied into a whole realm. First of all, it's tied into the whole realm of octaves. So if it's the frequency, say that frequency of love and light, I need to figure it out. Well, I'm going to be playing the frequency of C later on. Actually, it's tuned down so far it could easily be a B. That's the note that we used for this frequency of love and light. And the frequency that we used is the frequency of the Schumann resonance. We have a CD that I'm going to play for you here in just a minute. The frequency of the Schumann resonance, this is a frequency that is entraining us into its frequency, because it's a very powerful frequency. The Schumann resonance, a lot of people say it is the frequency of the earth. It's not really the frequency of the earth. It's actually the frequency of the atmosphere, because what it is it's a frequency that is resonating. It's actually an electromagnetic frequency, not a sound frequency, but an electromagnetic frequency that is bouncing back and forth between the earth and the ionosphere. And the wavelength of that frequency equals the distance between, or an octave of the distance, or a doubling of the distance, between the earth and the ionosphere. And that frequency that's resonating, this Schumann resonance, is triggered by every time there is a lightning strike on Earth. And there's lightning striking the Earth, or striking the atmosphere, every 3 seconds somewhere on the Earth. So the lightning is ringing this bell between the Earth and the ionosphere every 3 seconds. And it rings it at an average of 7.83 hertz. If you go to the UC Berkeley site, you can do a search for UC Berkeley and the Schumann resonance. That's S-C-H-U-M-A-N-N. They show the frequency at any moment throughout the day. And it changes throughout the day, but it averages 7.83. There's a guy named Schumann that discovered this resonance, I forget, back in the 60s, I think, or so. And so they can track it. It's actual frequency. Now, I should mention, there's a lot of people, including Greg Braden, by the way, who I love. I love Greg Braden, who say that the frequency of the Schumann resonance is rising. However, if you go on the UC Berkeley site, it's not rising. It's the same. It's not. It hasn't risen. It's measured. It's still the same. So, somebody said maybe it's rising etherically, but you can look on the site, and it averages around 7.83. It varies. Last time I looked, it was even like 7.25 at the moment when I looked. So it goes up and down quite a bit, but not more than like a whole frequency. So 7.83 hertz is vibrating in our atmosphere electromagnetically, give or take a frequency, all the time, consistently, all the time, right at this moment. And it's going, whoa, 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 whoa. That's the frequency of around 7.83 hertz. So it's in training every brain into the brain wave of 7.83 hertz on the entire planet. Every bit of life is being entrained, because when you're around a frequency that powerful all the time, after a while you just start humming it. Your whole system starts humming it. And 7.83 hertz is right in between theta and alpha. Alpha is relaxed attention. Theta is right before you go to sleep, when a lot of creativity happens. So it's a very interesting area that it's resonating our brains into. So when we tune into this frequency, we are tuning into nature. We are tuning into all life on the planet. And if you're not distracted by electricity in the walls or cell phones or noise or other people that are not in their natural frequency, then this frequency comes through naturally and envelops our whole system. Many of us are distracted by these other noises. So what's cool about this is this frequency is like a tone generator or a tuning fork that God has given us to help us get back to ourselves. This has become our frequency. I mean, we've been vibrating to it for millions of years, so it's really gotten into our DNA. So when you connect to this frequency, it helps you connect to that higher frequency of love and light. Love and light is just a higher octave of the Schumann resonance. So what we've done in the recording, sound healing class that we have here, we've got the whole certificate and associate degree program here at the Globe Institute of Recording and Production. We have the sound healing certificate program and the only sound healing associate degree program on the planet. Last week, we created a recording. We started off by finding the frequency of the Schumann resonance, 7.83 hertz, and then tuning our synthesizers to that frequency. We were also in Pythagorean tuning as well, so we're tuned to the natural harmonics of sound. I won't go into that right now. So the synthesizer parts are tuned to this frequency. And then we toned. We did 6 different tracks of toning to this synthesizer sound, which is tuned to the Schumann resonance. So we're all toning in tune with the Schumann resonance. First we did ooh, ooh, some singing higher, some singing lower. Then we did another track of ah, ah. And then we did another track of So it's ah, ooh, mm. And then we did an improv track. But here is the most important part of all. We very specifically set our intention to connect to this higher frequency, love, love, and light, and to connect to it in a way that it was so consistent and powerful that no chaos and nothing could affect us, no matter what, no matter if the entire earth is destroyed, God forbid. Not if there's earthquakes and storms all over the earth, not if it's, you know, not if even the worst, if the poles shift, that it would affect us. Because, see, if the poles shift, then the electromagnetic field around the earth will shift, and the electromagnetic field around the earth is where a lot of our memory is stored. So what happens is when that happens, we lose all memory. It's like very similar to, if anybody's ever had an anxiety attack, it's like an anxiety attack. It kind of wipes everything clean because, and you know, I've had actually in the past, I've had anxiety attacks when there were earthquakes, and that's when the electromagnetic field is shaken. And so I have had anxiety attacks quite a few times right around earthquakes. So if that were to happen, it is so critical that we hold this frequency. And every time I say that, I go right to it. While any chaos is happening, go into this frequency and hold our focus just as if it's the most important thing in the world. Because it is. Hold it. So, the trick is to practice it. So, we've got this recording where all seven of us tuned into this frequency and used our intention to hold this frequency clearly while we were playing the synthesizer, while we were toning, and even while mixing it. But not only to hold this frequency for ourselves, but to hold this frequency for every being on the planet. It's big. And for the planet itself, this high frequency of love and light, consistent, so consistent it's like a trance, just holding it frequency consistently, no matter what is going on around us. So, let me now play this recording. Not only do we have us toning and the synthesizers and the frequency of the Schumann resonance, but we created binaural beats, which are two frequencies that are exactly 7.83 hertz apart. So you'll hear a oscillation, if you listen real closely, going wah, 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 that will entrain you, your brain waves, into that frequency of 7.83 hertz. So there's a lot going on in this. Oh, I forgot one of the other most important parts. We also set the tempo of the synthesizer oscillations. We set a tempo for the breath that is like this. And that tempo is about 4 octaves below the frequency, or actually more than that. I think it was even 8 or 6, about 8. I forget the exact number, but it's a multiple of octaves below the Schumann resonance frequency. So even our breath, which you'll hear in the recording, are in time with the Schumann resonance, just a much slower octavized time, slowed down in time. So it's half, 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 half of the Schumann resonance and so forth. Okay, so here's the deal. Join us in this frequency of love and light as we play this CD, 7 minutes long, and use it to help yourself practice to get into that frequency and hold that frequency, tune into it, and the energy of that for everybody on the planet and the planet itself. Go ahead, Don. Play it. Thank you. makes me think, I just want to be silent. But silence doesn't work on the radio. But just holding that frequency. Keep holding that frequency. So strong. It's like the cosmic om that people say they hear, which is the frequency that just 7 octaves throughout the entire planet. This is the frequency where we'll all meet when things start coming down. The frequency where we are meeting right now. Within this frequency, we can hold our consciousness through anything. No matter what's going on around us, it doesn't matter. You can use whatever brings you into this frequency. Practice it so you can hold it, so you can go into it at will. What's really cool is whenever you find yourself worrying about anything, frustrated, angry, any of the lower emotions of fear, immediately, if you can't go into it on your own, if you can't just find it, if you can't stop and remember to go into it on your own, if you remember first and you can't get into it on your own, I'm going to have this CD on the website. I don't want to do a commercial about this at all. I just want to let you know that you can get this to help you get there. It'll be on our website by tomorrow because we just finished mixing it today, actually. Or you can call us and order it at 415-777-2486. Or find if you have another something else that takes you into this frequency that we're all in now. Practice it. And whenever you have anything going on, just stop and go, okay, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to remain in this worry. I'm not going to remain in this fear. I'm now just going to go to this higher frequency. And it's going, whoa, 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 whoa. I can't quite hit it. I can hear it. Boy, it goes up and down my spine. And know that there, even right now, there are thousands of people, probably 100,000 right now, in this frequency. And the numbers are expanding dramatically. I was just told that there are about 70 million cultural creatives, which are basically the people that are spiritual but not religious. There was a study that just was done, and they found there's 70 million of them. I believe that 70 million people, very likely all of these people, will be going into this frequency more and more. 11 million showed up for the Eckhart Tolle Oprah Winfrey thing on the web, the classes there. That's a huge percentage of this amount of 70 million. So people are hearing the frequency. And the more of us that can hold this frequency, once again, the more of other people that haven't even heard it will be entrained into it. It's the critical mass thing. If we get enough people holding this frequency, we overcome electricity. We overcome cell phone frequencies. We overcome the noise of cars. We overcome the scattered frequency of scattered thoughts. So, hold this frequency. Find it and hold it as much as you can. There's a, I just was thought of a really good meditation from the Hathors, from Tom Kenyon. They talk about focusing on your physical heart and bringing up gratitude and appreciation for your physical heart. That frequency is very much the same as this frequency. Or the frequency of divine love, spiritual love, the Christ energy, or just the divine love that comes from above or from inside, wherever it comes from. That super high frequency coming in, any super high frequency that you can connect to that gets you out of the lower frequencies of mostly the emotions. We go up into feelings and frequency. You know, what it's really all about to help you get there is to think more and more of everything as frequency. We all know, we've been told over and over and over, we all know that it's all frequency. It is all frequency. Everything is frequency. Thought forms are frequencies, even rocks are frequency. Everything in the universe is a frequency. So, anytime you get stuck in an emotion, listen for the song of the emotion. Is it a song you want to be playing? If not, practice, practice, practice. Or if you've already got it down, just go to the other song. Change the channel to this frequency. Can you still hear it? If you could still hear it, raise your hand. Look at all those people. I can still hear it. This love and light. Hold it as consistently and as often as you can. Hold it into the evening. See how long you can hold it after we go off the air. What's helpful, if you're really in it now, I'm really in it. If you're really in it, try and stay away from any other frequency that will take you out of it. This could be other people, also especially other people that are in judgment. It's other, or it could also be even other music. It could be noise. It could be anything that's distracting you. Try and stay in this frequency as long as you can into the evening. And if you really can hold it until you go to sleep, oh my God, you will sleep so well. And then the blessing is if you can then wake up still in that frequency. May we all stay in that frequency. At some point, may we all just be there nonstop. Imagine 70 million or the whole planet. Let's just go for it. The whole planet. All of us. Everybody on this planet. Every being in the universe. A lot of them are already there. Holding this frequency together. Always. Oh, that's a good one. Imagine. Oh, that's the most powerful yet. Hold it until the evening. Hold it until through the weekend. Hold it into the week ahead as you go to work or whatever you do. Hold it for months ahead, years ahead. Hold it into lifetimes ahead. And may we all be there all the time. Blessings. Take care. And always take love.